This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Again, get a comment, yes or no.
Mike and Mickey, sorry to keep interrupting here, but again, I had such a great night the other night at the awards, and I imagine you're online, I speak to all the players or whatever. Sitting down with him, I was sitting here for a good 10, 15 minutes. Believe it or not, he doesn't see himself as a striker in Maku. In fact, he would say he doesn't actually enjoy playing as a striker. He actually, his preferred position, he said, is left wing. Mm. When I asked him why, and he said, I don't like playing my back to goal. Mm. I like to play on the ball, actually facing like the play. And he said he quite enjoys playing on the left-hand side. So we all think he could be the answer to our striker problems, but it seems like the player doesn't want to play as a striker. He actually enjoys the winger role. So
yeah, there it is. Look, screwball peanut butter whiskey.
Ah.
And I managed to get it back from the States through their dodgy
through customs
plans and round Vegas and everywhere else without it getting broken, and that's sitting in my freezer.
Wow.
Peter, it's easy. It's our show name, mate. That Millwall podcast, and you'll find it on there. Spencer's on there. Others are on there. So yeah, just literally that Millwall podcast. And you will find it. So,
do you think? So, on the subject before you were talking there about Amaku, do you think he's just somebody that suffered a little bit with coming into a team? Harris alluded to it, didn't he? About that the squad was built for wing backs, and then it was kind of like, oh, we've got to try and find a winger. We've got to try and do this. We've got to, round peg, square holes, and all that. Mm. Harris will be able to find a permanent position for Amaku and just concentrate him in that position. Do you think that that's what he needs, someone to kind of push him into a direction of where to play?
Well, when I was talking to him, he mentioned about how lucky he's been this season with injuries. He said that the game against Huddersfield away, do you remember he started that game and he played right wing along with playing the striker, and he had a bit of a shocking game. So basically he was saying that leading up to that game, he had a slight groin injury because he had the opportunity to play for Millwall start. I'm not saying he lied, but he done everything he can to start that game. But what happened within 10 minutes, his groin went again. And he carried on playing the whole of that first half with a groin strain. So again, us fans watching, we look at it thinking, oh, fucking hell, is he not good enough? And why is he not taking the opportunity? He wanted to take the opportunity, but he was really struggling. That's why he got substituted at half-time. It wasn't because of a bad performance. It was because of an injury. And he's been plagued by injuries. He needs that longevity in trying to keep fit, keep playing, and hopefully we'll see what player he can be for us.
You know, see, look, we're doing a Q&A now. Maybe we should do these like this now thingy. So Q&A now. The question has been set by you boys. Are all right for now? Do you want to go?
Yeah. Okay, I'm good for a bit longer,
Okay, no worries. Right, next question then is from Alex S. And that question is, does Wes Harding have a future at Millwall?
Again, I feel bad keep answering these questions, Mickey, but because I spoke to him the other day and I talked to him about this as well. Mm. So basically, he wants
to play... Was it end of season?
Yes, end of season awards. So he wants to play for Millwall. He wants to get into the first team next season, but he held his hands up. He said, look, I'll not be funny. He said, but Tanganga's been brilliant. He said, and they've all played well. And he kind of almost said, I can see why I can't get into the team. But he's really going to push him to get into the team next season. And I get the feeling if he doesn't get into the team next season, he may be put out on loan, or it could be, you know, he might have to leave, oh, whatever. Yeah, but
we signed him, didn't we?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But he loves it. He said he loves the club, loves everything about Millwall. He said, but of course, every player wants to play. And he's hoping that he might break into the team next season. I mean, all the players talk about him. They all say what a lovely guy he is. And he is. He was such a lovely guy. I was only talking to him for 10 minutes, but what a lovely, lovely person.
I sat with his family, QBR. His family, his missus.
What are they like?
And his family. Yeah, lovely. They were lovely.
Well, nice.
Really nice.
That's a surprise.
Really nice
yeah.
family. So, yeah.
I think with Wes Harding, the biggest, the pro that he's got in his favour, not that I think, I'm not saying he's good enough, but the position that we've always loaned in is right centre back. Because Jake Cooper, you know, is going to be the left centre back. Oh, that's just how it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Especially left footers.
Yeah. So he's competing for a spot that we're always looking to try and find that permanent centre back to fill
it's
that
like
role.
What Chap said earlier, wasn't it, Stephen? You got Hutch there that's still not going to give up that place if he signs next season. You then got potentially Alex Mitchell. Could he come back? You then got the likes of Wes Harding as well, another option there potentially. So there's lots of options. Plus, we might even go out and sign a player, won't we, as well?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm excited for is that next season, hopefully, we get to see how Harris has matured as a manager and play how he wants to play, not how he needs to play to keep it in. Yeah. So, 100%. Yeah, we'll see. Just a quick shout-out to Peter. I'll take it that's you, Peter, and Romford Lyon. Thank you very much for joining Bunches. Come on, the rest of you. The link's there. It's easy. Just click on it on your phone, mate, and job done. You're there, mate. If you want me to put a QR code up at some point, I will do. Or just go on our Twitter, and I'll tell you what. I'll pin that comment for now so that you can just get straight to it. If you go on our Twitter, or if you're watching on Twitter, rather than you searching, our pinned tweet is the link what will take you on to Bunches, and that's where we'll be continuing a lot of conversations going forward once all these guys join it as well. And then basically we'll do, you know, match day stuff and all that, because the WhatsApp bit was great, but it's okay. But WhatsApp's quite long-winded for everyone to sit there and communicate.
So Mickey, is Bunches a bit like Telegram, is it?
No, Bunches, I think, is pretty much like a private version of Twitter to a degree. That's what it looks like. You can do polls, you can do videos, you can do all sorts on it. But I've got no idea what the pretense is. I don't know if it's going to be adverts on there at a later date or how they do it or whatnot. Yeah. But
you're going to put something on Twitter later so we can then log on to that.
It's already on Twitter. Just click on. Yeah, it's already there now. If you go to our feed and go to the pinned tweet. You will find on there
Okay, guys, is as easy as that. So I'm going to do that now. So I'm logging on to the Millwall
Twitter.
I've got it now, and I can do this. It's a pinned tweet. Even I can do this. Guys, if I could do this, you can do this. I've just clicked on the link.
If whoever joins Bunches from watching us right now, and your first post once you've joined our group, you write, Joe sent me, right? Or... Shut the fuck up, Joe. Right? You might have to do.
They get a prize, do they?
I don't know if you'll get done for swearing. I don't know if it's like that. But yeah, just do shut the fuck up, Joe. I will find you a prize. So everyone who does that, we'll get you a key ring or something. Yeah. Okay.
I'm done. Look, there you go. I've done it.
I can't get. Search TMP. Yeah, you need to get on Bunches. Search TMP. Yeah, that Millwall podcast. But yeah, it's done. Joe's in. He clicked the link, so probably do it that way.
Yeah. That's the easy way to do it. Just go to the Twitter feed, look at the pinned tweet, click on the tab, and that's it. It asks you to download it. You click on get.
I'll tell you what I'll do is, while Stephen talks now, I will find the link I put here in the chat on YouTube.
It's really good.
And I've just pinned the message. So the message is highlighted and pinned to the top of the chat. So if you're watching it on YouTube or whatever, then just quickly go on. So, yeah, sorry, guys, come on late. Has anyone mentioned Helke at Huddersfield? No, there you go. We haven't, but we'll take that now, and I'll leave these two to discuss it. Go on.
Helke, top scoring centre-back.
Steve was talking about that earlier, weren't you, Steve?
Yeah, he. The thing is, right.
Don't worry, Mike. I come late as well, so yeah.
There's a lot of players that play. I think Huddersfield have got, I would say, at least three that I would look at. Birmingham have a couple. Rotherham have at least their goalkeeper. But the issue is that when teams get relegated, they're the ones that everybody goes to. They look at the top players are snapped up because they inevitably do have stronger players. Hellick, you know, top scoring centre back. What I would say, Wes Harding come in and scored a couple of goals, and everyone thought he was the best thing since sliced bread, including some of us. And we've realised that just how bad he actually is in comparison to how good Tanganga is. So, does a goal scoring centre back make you a good defender? Would it improve us? Would it help Jake Cooper? That I don't know, but I think Huddersfield, Hellick, Sorba Thomas, who I think is a really good player at this level, and Radoni, who I think is an excellent footballer. He is an excellent footballer. So again, worth looking at again if a deal can be done. But it's whether a deal can be done. That's the thing with us, isn't it?
That's it. Well, the first person has come on is Johnny Millwall, and he's posted. Shut the fuck up, Joe. So he's the first one with a key ring. So yeah. Come on. I'll give 10 key rings away, whoever the first 10. Even if you've already joined and you post now, shut the fuck up, Joe, you will still be counted. I'll give you a fireball sign and then I will drop you a message and we'll get your key ring sorted. So, yeah. Do Leeds have a Bunches group we can all join? I don't know, possibly. Gary Miles is all there. So, yeah, listen. As I said, I've got no idea how it works. I've got no idea that if they start spamming us, and we'll be off it quicker than we're not. But you know what? It's a new thing, and we can play with it. It's good fun. Now, what I want to know with Joe Bryan, what Michael Dunn's just put there, be a first choice pick if fit next season, maybe. But what I want to know is he going to get a coffee sponsorship deal or bring out his own product? Because I was told that even yesterday when he turned up at the Den, he had phone, keys, a little food, little box of food, and a takeaway coffee. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen him without a coffee.
I didn't see that, but that's a bit ridiculous, that is, isn't it? That is a bit silly. I'm going through the teams on this bundle thing.
Yeah.
And you can't bungle follow thing. Millwall there, can
bungle?
You?
Bungle? No, it's not there yet. It's coming.
Oh, is it?
Bunches, okay. It's called. But yeah, Bunches. But Millwall is coming over the next couple of days. I'm speaking to the admins and they're coming. Because it's an American sport, they've obviously, they still call football soccer. And we obviously there are a lot of American football. Those of you NASCAR, for instance, Chris Brown, who likes American football, then you'll find that there's NFL. Loads of American football on there.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's loads of that, but the championships will come. So, yeah, they are coming shortly and then you'll be able to do it. But I think that, you know, it's just, I think what they do is it's a way to create conversation rather than on Twitter. And also the problem is with Twitter, you can't have that steady conversation without maybe some idiot jumping in. You can have some idiot jumping in here, but it's a little less noise than what you've got with Twitter and Instagram. Because the problem is now we've got, 8,500 followers on Twitter. A lot of the time, and I'm not being rude, if you don't tag us, and that doesn't always work, but sometimes I might not even see your post. It's quite weird how Twitter works now. It's strange, but, you know.
And the notifications are just there, not. So, yeah. The notifications on Twitter are just naff as well, aren't they? You don't get hardly any of them come through anymore. But
do you know the thing on Joe Bryan is the crypto and the porn as such. And the amount of people in Africa who suddenly love Millwall I've never met in my life, you know. I mean, I don't mind. It's good exposure for the pod when people retweet stuff. Yeah. But it's like, you know, people coming back going, Millwall super, and that Millwall podcast is brilliant. And you're like, man, mate, I don't think you've ever listened to it. Because if you have, you would be saying it's weird. So, yeah.
They are quite funny, those comments. But they're robots, I take it. Are they bots, those comments?
I've got no idea. Yeah, I would say they probably are, but I don't know. So, yeah.
Right, I'm officially in Bunches. I've done it.
Excellent. There you go. Brian, a star at Bucks. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Go on, then.
On Brian, there was someone post. I think it was Dan put in our group earlier that we were after potentially a left back in January from Huddersfield. I don't know if you guys saw it earlier in the chat that we were linked with him, and there we put two and two together and got that Richard Cawley had said that we were after a young player. He's 22 years old, a left back. Joe Bryan didn't have his injury. I know he had a injury, but he didn't have, like, he was playing in January, I believe. So I wonder, again, Harris, again, it's all on Neil Harris. Does Neil Harris see Joe Bryan as his viable left back for the season? I don't know. You've also got Adam Malachi coming back in, who now has first team football, who has been doing well, admittedly at the bottom of League Two. And I understand that is different, but you never know.
They're a struggling team as well, Stephen. Don't forget.
But they are. But Morrison, to his credit, and Sutton, they were dead and buried a long time ago, and they took them to the final day. So Morrison got them playing, and Adam Malachi was a big part in that. So
and he scored their goal of the season, didn't he? Yeah. As well?
So I don't know about Brian. It's whether Harris wants him. It's whether Harris sees him as a viable left back for the season. And unfortunately, with his injury record, I don't think he is. But we'll see. I saw the other day his goal he scored for Fulham in the playoffs. You know, when he took that quick free kick at Wembley when it was empty and got the promoted, that come up. We've not really seen that, apart from his goal against Middlesbrough, which was a well-taken volley. We've not really seen that quality on the ball, that left foot, as much as maybe we should have. So I don't know.
Especially comparing to the goals that Malone scored, for example, previous to him signing. You know, Malone was full of goals and action, really, where you think Joe Bryan being a better player, technically, he hasn't quite delivered, is he, at that level yet?
No, I don't know. I think, are we going to prioritise a left back when we've got one?
Over a target,
you've got Murray Wallace as well. You've got Adam Malachi coming back in. Are we going to sign another left back when we've
got don't forget, you've got Danny McNamara there as well.
Yeah. So four potential left backs, I don't think it's a position that we're going to be looking at all, personally.
No, I agree. Any more questions, or are we all done on the other chat?
I'm just looking now. There we go. Look, if you've got a question for the panel, drop it in the chat now. And yes, Stephen is wearing shorts.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Always wearing shorts.
Top low. Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we had Top Low, didn't we? We signed him, then we let him go, didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. There, look, there's one. I think Danny has done a great job as left back.
He has.
I think he's done a while at left back.
Yeah. Although I would say, Gary, to your point there, I think defensively he's done a great job. But offensively, it doesn't really offer us much in the final third, does he still, unfortunately?
No, yeah, and
that's the thing for being a, what do you call it, isn't it? For being a right back.
Well, defender, of course. Defence first, winger, and exactly, yeah.
I think Danny McNamara, the thing with Danny McNamara is, I think he, if you ask him to do a job, he'll do it for you. 100%. He'll do the job for you. But Harris, for me, I think he's going to want a left-footed left-back.
And with
Leonard, how do you get Leonard? You can't take Leonard out of the team. He's player of the season. So
of course it's
a struggle, I think.
And one thing I'll say, Stephen, is that having Danny McNamara and Leonard, I think you've got two of the best fullbacks in the championship who are the best at defending 1v1.
Yeah.
That's been so pivot in our success towards the end of the season in the clean sheets we've had and us nullifying, you know, opposition wingers, because those two are, for me, the best when it comes to 1v1 defensively.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Well, Jonathan Fraser's given us a great sort of off-topic bit of fun, as it is the last game before we talk briefly about Swansea before we end, yeah? Who's everyone's ideal pre-season friendly?
Ooh.
I think Barcelona. Personally they'll be going to Spain.
Barcelona away, yeah. That'd be quite
I think they'll be going to Spain away. Or Portugal, and I'd probably look and see whether or not we end up playing Tottenham or Burnley in a pre-season.
I tell you what, Jonathan. I would love to see us go abroad. Doesn't matter where it is, just anywhere.
But he did say that. He said Prague.
Oh, mate, I went to Prague a year ago for a weekend. Lovely city. Loved it.
That will never happen.
On the pre-season, though, on a serious note, I was talking about this the other day, and our standard of pre-season friendlies over the last 3 or 4 years have been woeful.
That's been shocking.
We don't play anyone that's any good. Okay, that might be a bit harsh on maybe, you know, teams that have come over from abroad that play at a decent standard, but we play too many subpar teams like that on our budget, Margate, and that's the thing.
We have to pay for these teams, don't you?
I think it's the home team have to pay the away team because they get their gate receipts, don't they? And they've got to pay them to travel over. But Fort of Sitar, we could return the favour. We played them at our ground, didn't we, this year? Was it this year?
Yeah, we
could do a return and go back to their ground.
I think we were looking at trying to get Sporting Lisbon over this season.
Oh, right, yeah. But it wasn't that for the anniversary?
Well, that was the first game of the opening of the day, wasn't it? Yeah.
And they wouldn't get too much money.
That's the thing. You've got to pay them enough money, but you've got to have enough gate receipts in order to pay them. So if it's a big club...
Do you know what madness is there? Right, everyone sits there and goes, oh, we're affiliated to Rangers and all that. But if you go back... And I mean, Gazza ain't here, but if you go back into Millwall history enough, right at the beginning, Millwall was affiliated with Celtic. Right at the beginning,
really?
They used to have dinners, dinners with the Celtic teams and all that. Yeah, yeah. Different fundraising and all that. Yeah, because I saw some programs with all the bits on it. But yeah, it's one of those. Oh, right. So yeah. Rangers, I can't see us playing Gillingham this year. West Ham would be a good call, but I can't see it.
Charlton maybe just to beat them again.
Well, we played Charlton, played them in the it was 2-2, like which I actually thought was quite a good test actually.
We were 2-0 down, remember, Stephen?
Yeah. So
people questioned my stat there, mate. That it was nearly 10,000 days since they last beat us, and people questioned it, and it was
fact. You're right. Yeah.
No, I'm right. I'm always right. Unlike Tony, who's wrong. What jam factory? We've never had a jam factory affiliated to us. It's a tinsmith factory, not a jam factory. And people at Millwall, when they put the big plaque down and the concrete board and the stone plaque down in East London next to the factory, they even got it wrong either. It was never jam. It was a preserve as such, but it wasn't jam because it just wasn't. So, yeah, but that's one of the preconceived Millwall facts that people always get wrong. We're off to Spain pre-season, so probably a couple of behind closed. There we go. So we're going to Brian Horn's place soon.
Spain,
Brian Horn, if you're watching... Couple of tickets. We could do a couple of live streams from there.
Brian Horn.
Same. So yeah.
I absolutely ruined the
Millwall was founded by workers from Dundee and Aberdeen in the JP Morgan factory. Yep, but it still wasn't a jam factory. Next question. So Yeah. Swansea, before we go, we're getting on fucking hell. 2.5 hours, James. 2.5 hours.
I know.
Well, I think me and Stephen are flagging a little bit. The fact you joined us at the halfway mark, you probably got loads of energy still, where me and Stephen are like...
I'm like, no, I'm running out of things to say. And also I think it's just been a long week, and you're just like,
yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's been one of those weeks. It's like loads of things, customer running around dealing with problems and car service and speaking to loads of people on the phone and that. Not loads. It's all right when you're doing loads of face-to-face meetings, but when you're just like chasing things in a way, you sort of get.
Well, it's when you stop, isn't it, Mickey? It's all right when you're going. The adrenaline keeps you going. When you stop. It's when you stop, that's when the tire just hits you, isn't it? We were saying earlier, Mickey, in the first half of the show about Swansea, are we on the beach now, as in the Millwall players, and therefore they don't give a shit about the score tomorrow? Or do you think they're going to go for it because it's Tanganga's last game and they want to send off the players and go on a high, maybe? I don't know. What's your thoughts?
I think they will go for it. To basically just have a run at it. Yeah, I think they go for it because don't forget, I mean, if you go into it too deeply, don't forget Harris is Cardiff, was Cardiff.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're sort of like, you know, what's going to happen, you know, what's going to happen there? So I would say, he probably doesn't want to get beat by,
arriving Welsh team. Yeah.
So I think they will go for it. Absolutely go for it.
Also on the player awards, he mentioned about the Swansea game and about how potentially results going our way, we could end up finishing 13th if we win. So the fact he said that, I think that psychologically he's thinking, I want the win.
I don't think Neil Harris can go. I don't think he can go any other way. His mentality, he will want to win the game, whether or not the players deliver. And also Swansea, it depends on their attitude. It could just be a gentle game of football. Do you know what I mean? No one's going to. Yeah. Really put themselves and get injured or put flying
to play for and
although
Stephen, you've got that rivalry, it's England versus Wales. No matter how you want to play it could be a pre-season friendly, but you've always got that hatred, that rivalry, that passion, that want to win, you know.
I think the supporters would be more inclined to want to go there and win the game, but I'm not sure personally, but I think it'd be a draw. I don't see either teams really pushing for it.
I think there'd be lots of goals. It'll be an open game. Both teams aren't going to give a shit. It'll be end to end stuff. I think it'd be a cracking game. And I can see us probably winning 3-2.
I love what you're on. I'll go 2-2. I think both teams will, you know, that the freedom, that's the other side, isn't it? When you're playing football with freedom, be a bit more expansive.
Anyone watching that game, whether you're going live or watching it on TV or stream, whatever, I think tomorrow won't be a dull game. It'll be an open game. You know, both teams, you know, nothing to worry about. And I think we should see a decent game to see us out and hopefully a few goals.
Fingers crossed, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think we'll probably end up winning it, to be fair. I'm going to go for 3-1.
Yeah. I can see that happening
I can just see us smashing them just for the hell of it and making sure that that's it.
Yeah. You know? I can see us winning 3-1.
And also, didn't we play them? Didn't we draw them last time? Didn't we draw them earlier this season? We did, didn't we?
Who did?
We had a draw at them, wasn't it? Didn't we do them 2-2 and they scored both the goals?
No, that was last season. Yeah, that was last season. Oh, at no, their last place. Season.
Yeah. But I think we could potentially win 3-1, we could lose 3-1. It'll be a very open game. Definitely be goals. Mm.
Right. So I think we're pretty much it, really, aren't we?
Just a couple 2.5 hours in. I'm surprised even the audience are still with us.
Yeah, so am I, mate. So yeah. Let us know in the comments if you like the
if you're still awake. Let us know if you're still awake.
Let us know if you like the 7-1. I would just like to say it is because pretty much a short has gone fairly viral this last month, but I would like to say thank you very much to all of you watching us on YouTube. The last month, we're not there. We're not finished yet, but we're already about 270,000 views, which is absolutely fantastic. And thank you very much. Putting that into contrast to a degree, the other large name on YouTube has only done 188,000 this month.
Wow.
So you can see that because of all of you who don't press the fucking like button, you are doing us all a service. So, you know, send the videos to your pals, you know, WhatsApp, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure as many people as you can watch it, and make sure as many people subscribe. You know, if anyone wants to take pictures of getting everyone they know they see it in an away game to subscribe to our channel and then send us a video of how many people you do, I'm sure we can find you a prize. It is what it is. Stephen, I'll come to you in a minute. Josephine, have you got anything you want to say?
No, it's just been it's been an absolute pleasure. Enjoy that this season. I won't be around for the Sunday one, so obviously I've had a great.
I'm sorry, but look, imagine.
I love Jay.
Oh, that's not nice. The reason we started at 7 was so that we could get Chris on. Chris isn't available later in the evening, and he wants to keep coming on the lives, but he's not available later in the evening because of commitments he has. But that's why we started it early and come on. But listen, it's on YouTube. You can start later, start earlier. You can watch it. So, yeah. And if you've got that's to hear it on the podcast and you've only listened and missed my early message of saying you're on part two, this is part two, and you've missed an hour of Joe, Chris, and Chaps talking proper football stuff. So now,
Joe, Chris, and Chaps. Wow.
Joe, Stephen.
Stephen's the forgotten man already.
I'll tell you, mate. I keep getting things fucking muddled up, mate. I've got Alzheimer's.
Mickey, I think we're about part three now, aren't we?
Nearly.
But fair play to the guys still with us.
Big E says, Can you release that track onto? Can you put the intro track on Spotify? I'll do better than that in a sec. I'll give you I'll play the full tune in a sec for you, and then I'll end with the video. So yeah, it's all done. So, Josephine, you've said what you said.
Yes, thanks a lot, guys.
Stephen, what would you like to say?
Just thanks for the support again. We say it the last couple of weeks. It's been phenomenal. The growth on the channel. You know, we wouldn't be
such a short
where we
time,
are without the listeners, so thank you very much. I will be around for the Sunday night live, obviously the last one of the season. Hopefully the Lions can finish with a win, but if you're not on that one or whatever, we'll have some content for you over the summer. But thanks for sticking with us. Obviously Joe and I have been now going for 2.5 hours, so we appreciate you sat with us and digging in with us. So cheers.
I need Jay's Red Bull just to keep me going to the end.
That's it. But this, Joe, this is my singing voice in full, okay? And then I'm going to end with the intro video, okay?
Lockdown pretends to fall in the wall. Ain't no free, but we'll all stand strong behind our team. No one likes it, but we don't care. We're that new one for podcast. Loud every Friday night right here. Legends like Jimmy and Abdul, Teddy Sharon and the kitchen too. Super Neil Harris, a fucking legend too. Through the good times and the strife, we'll support the Lions all our life. This ain't those plates for fancy feet.
This is fucking Millwall through and through, located on our very own John Benison Way. Man, won't come, let them have their say. Millwall till we die, that's the Lions' way.
Christmas just, number one there, isn't it?
That's it. Look, thank you for everyone. We started this as a bit of a relief over COVID, and then we've thrown everything into it over the last two seasons. You've seen the guys. Without these guys, the likes of Stephen, Joe, Chris, Alex, Dan, Ben, Omar, Jay, without all of these guys, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. And we just wanted to say thank you very much from the bottom of the heart. It means a lot to us that you tune in every night when we do a live, and also you watch our other content across. Those of you on Twitter, thank you very much for following us, and thank you very much for liking and retweeting this stuff. That is it from us until Sunday night, when hopefully we can celebrate the final game of beating Swansea. Birmingham goes down, or Sheffield Wednesday. Either one, I'm not bothered. But yeah, you are all super, super people. And thank you very much. And we'll end with a new intro. Laters.
Language you don't usually hear on television. Millwall in London's Docklands.
Lockdown at the fence. All in Millwall. Ain't no free, but we'll all stand strong behind our team. No one likes us, but we don't care. We're that Millwall for podcasts. Loud every Friday night right here. Legends like Jimmy Nuttall, Teddy Sheringham, the kitchen or two. Super Neil Harris, the fucking...
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.